Hello, this is Dr. Egan Engel, certificate in endoscopy report on Crystal DePava. Date of birth, 8/25/1962. Date of procedure, May 14, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Amy Jackson. Referring, physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goltzardio. Referring physicians, Dr. Amy Jackson. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, and colonoscopy. Indication is dysphagia, bloating, history of diverticulitis, an abnormal CAT scan, colorectal cancer screening, history of two failed prior colonoscopies, two incomplete prior colonoscopies. Description, procedure, and symptoms obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of mesenchymation, such as moving through oral experience. The patient. The patient is brought to, into the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated anesthesia gastric scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex, used to stand in the cardioperitoneal resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. Patients then turn around in left lateral position as the gastric exam is normal. A well-lubricated anesthesia colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or the cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum and the cecal valve, descending colon, static flexure, transverse colon, stomach flexure, descending colon, segmental colon, the rectum, and retroflex, used to stand in the rectum. Period, thoughts about prep scores, period of 6, 2-2, 2, fair prep. Patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus overall appeared on a micro, biopsies were obtained to rule out eosinophilic esophagitis and lichen planus. Next line. The Z line was regular at 38 centimeters in thigh plot. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus to rule out EOE and other causes for dysphagia. Next line, there was a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was nodularity noted just distal to the GJ. This was biopsied extensively for evaluation histopathology. Next line. There was a diminutive fundus gastric polyp. This was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were three approximately 6 to 8 millimeter gastric body polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of mild gastric patchy erythema that was biopsied in the antrum body for histology. Next line. There was an approximately 5 millimeter duodenal bulb sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained in Z2 for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, Boston Bob prep score is graded as a 6, 2-2-2, fair prep with some stool present surrounding the areas of diverticulosis. This was washed, this was lavaged and suctioned as best able. Next line, there was evidence of pan diverticulosis coli. Next line, tortuous redundant colon that did require a significant amount of counter pressure. And repositioning to reach the cecum. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids and non-retroflexion. Next line, that, go back, that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line. The left side of the lumen definitely the left side of the colon was more fixated and tortuous, as well as slightly narrowed given the moderate to severe diverticulosis. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll follow path for the gastric polyps. to recommend interval for next EGD. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years due to fair prep, severe diverticulosis, fixated redundant colon. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. May need barium esophagram for further evaluation of dysphagia, as well as monometric evaluation. Next line. Probably also just put a